Hey everyone, Brooklyn Wesson here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life, one stoic principle at a time. Ever feel like you're constantly falling short? Like every misstep sends you spiraling into a pit of self-doubt? Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? Today we're flipping the script on failure. We're diving headfirst into the stoic wisdom that can actually help us turn those perceived setbacks into stepping stones for growth and learning. Because let's be real, life is a constant learning curve, and sometimes those curves are a little steeper than others. But here's the thing. Embracing failure isn't about pretending it doesn't hurt or trying to ignore it. It's about acknowledging its sting, extracting the valuable lessons hidden within, and using them to build resilience and wisdom. Think of it like this. Every successful person you admire, from Elon Musk with his rockets to Beyoncé killing it on stage, they've all stumbled, tripped, and probably face-planted a few times along the way. The difference? They picked themselves up, dusted off, learned from their missteps, then came back even stronger. So how do we cultivate this failure-as-fuel mindset? Well, here are 5 powerful stoic tools that can help you turn those dreaded FS into opportunities for greatness. First up, acceptance. This might sound counterintuitive, but the first step to overcoming failure is accepting it. Don't beat yourself up, don't dwell on what could have been. Acknowledge the outcome, learn from it, and then move forward. You know that feeling when you drop your ice cream cone right before a big presentation? Ugh, we've all been there. Instead of freaking out, take a deep breath, accept that it happened, grab a napkin or a tissue for those messy situations, and focus on delivering that killer presentation. See, acceptance can be your superpower. Next up, reflection. Don't just let those failures slide past like spilt milk, analyze them. Take some time to really understand what went wrong. Was it a lack of preparation? Poor communication? Maybe you set unrealistic expectations? By dissecting the situation, you uncover valuable insights that can prevent similar setbacks in the future. It's like being a detective of your own life, piecing together clues to solve the mystery of how did this happen. Third on our list, reframing. This is where things get really interesting. Instead of viewing failure as a personal defeat, try reframing it as an opportunity for growth and learning. Remember that famous quote? Success is not final, failure is not fatal, it is the courage to continue that counts. Winston Churchill. Then, he gets it. Now, focus on your control. We can't always control the outcomes in life, but we can control our reactions and our efforts. Instead of getting bogged down by what you can't change, focus on what you can. Are there steps you can take to improve? New skills you can learn? Remember, you're not a passenger on this crazy ride called life, you're the driver. Finally, practice gratitude. It might seem counterintuitive to be grateful for failure, but trust me on this one. By cultivating an attitude of gratitude, we shift our perspective and appreciate the lessons even in the most challenging experiences. Think of it like this. Every stumble brings you closer to your ultimate destination, and every lesson learned makes you wiser and more resilient. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Say you're giving a presentation at work, and things just don't go as planned. Maybe you stumbled over your words, the projector glitched, or you got thrown off by a tough question from your boss. You feel like collapsing in shame, right? But here's where those stoic tools come in. First, accept that it happened. Don't beat yourself up about it. Next, reflect on what went wrong. Maybe you didn't rehearse enough or weren't prepared for unexpected questions. Then, reframe the experience as a learning opportunity. Next time, you can focus on practicing your delivery, preparing for potential questions, and even having backup slides ready just in case. And finally, practice gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow. See? Even from what feels like a disaster, there's something valuable to be gained. So remember, next time you face a setback, don't let it define you. Embrace it as an opportunity for growth, learning, and becoming your best self. And that's it for today, folks. Remember to share this episode with someone who needs to hear this message, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using #ModernStoicism. Until next time, keep striving, keep learning, and never stop growing. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.